Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation
at 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895.
We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895. That's 800-760-4895.
Well, how the hell you doing? Whether you lost a bet, can't find the remote, too lazy to get off the goddamn couch in the middle of getting laid, whatever the reason, God help you all. Happy Easter, by the way. UFO in sports. (1-800-878-7529). That is the phone number here, 202-456-1414. That's the number of the White House. 413-842-7340. That was the number of my childhood home in Agawam, Massachusetts. I have no idea who lives there now. Give him a call, though. Tell him I said hi. I'm the host of this Unmitigated Disaster. My name is Jerry Burke. Thank you. Oh, forehand boogie-woogie, courtesy of Jules Holland and Malcolm Rebenack, that is, better known as Dr. John. So then there were four. Joining me this evening, Mike Numero Dos, my personal chauffeur, the great cabbie. How the hell are you, my friend?
Thank God.
That's enough out of you. And joining me on microphone number three, my personal voiceover babe, wearing a exceedingly tight black T-shirt this evening.
The great
Jen Don.
Or that is
moi. How you doing, sweet cheeks?
Bonsoir. Very good.
Hey, Taco Bell Mercy Buckets to you as well.
Oh, I love it.
Coming to you from beautiful San Francisco, California, North Beach District, the Little Italy of the West Coast. 1-800-878-7529. Like I said, that is the number. iHeartRadio Live, iTunes, the TuneIn app, SiriusXM, Channel 93. You can either roll your R's or you can't. And I know more than a few women are very happy about that. Not that I had anything to do with it, but you know what I mean. Hell yeah! So what do we got going on this year? I have no freaking... Cabby, what the hell should we talk about tonight, my friend?
That I'm dying right now, or...
You know what? And they say there's no God. Jen, what do you got on your what's on your? Well, I know what's on your Hi. What do you want? What would you like to talk about this evening?
I'm not sure, but let me gesture a little bit here.
Free the San Francisco too. There you go. Anyway, what's in your mind?
I didn't know that allergies existed. It's crazy to me. I didn't know people actually got upset.
They did. We're talking to Marty Terrell, the Mouth of the Midwest. Next, kids, sports over in America.
Nicholas Rowley, Courtney Rowley, Dominic Pachota are trial lawyers who deeply care about their clients. The Trial Lawyers for Justice Law Firm, with offices in Des Moines, Waterloo, Decorah, Iowa, St. Paul, Minnesota, Chicago, and California. Trial Lawyers for Justice handles catastrophic personal injury, wrongful death, and medical malpractice cases throughout the country. The Trial Lawyers for Justice firm has won through caring about clients and refusing to settle cheap and believing in the justice system hundreds of millions of dollars in record-setting jury verdicts and settlements. Injury victims and their families will call 888-811-0844, 888-811-0844. And do it now if you believe you have a case and get the justice you and your family members deserve. Call 888-811-0844. Trial Lawyers for Justice.
We'll be right back. The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like they did for these Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can have your website built for free and up and running in as little as 7 days. Plus, promote your site on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call now to get your website built for free. If after 30 days you're happy with your new website, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for just one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing. Call 855-254-SITE, 855-254-SITE. 855-254-7483 or go to web.com/radio. There is no upfront charge for building the website, after which the ongoing fee applies. Rights to the website are relinquished upon cancellation unless otherwise purchased.
Pedro Fernandez here. You might know me as the host of Ring Talk Live Worldwide, but this time I'm here to talk about that four-letter word everybody dreads, pain. If you have back pain or knee pain like I do, hey, you should know about the Health Alert Hotline. I'm talking about if Medicare is your primary medical insurance, guess what? You can qualify for a back or knee brace or a shoulder brace for little or no charge. Anything to help me with the pain, hey, makes it more manageable, gets my attention, folks. I love the free delivery, and they take care of the paperwork for you. So if you have Medicare and need help for your back, ankle, knee, or shoulder, guess what? Give the Health Alert Hotline a call, toll-free, 1-800-428-1570, 1-800-428-1570. You can qualify for a back or knee brace or a shoulder brace for little or no charge, 1-800-428-1570, the Health Alert Hotline, 1-800-428-1570.
You're listening to Sports Overnight America.
Well, good for you, Art.
Oh, hell yeah! You know, when you think Canada, you gotta think Geddy Lee and Neil Peart et al. Everyone now! Sports Overnight America, iHeartRadio Live, iTunes, the TuneIn app, Sirius and XM Channel 9. Every time I go, Jen Dahl over here, see her, she starts squeaking, Leo legs, she's doing it back and forth.
Anyway, I really love it.
13 minutes past the hour. Happy Easter to those of you of the Catholic faith. And it was on this day back in 33 AD where Christ emerged from his, you know, the tomb, came out, saw his shadow, went back in, and we had 6 more weeks of winter. Now joining us on Sports Overnight America, you like that one, Cabby?
Old
Suffield Academy joke. Now joining us on Sports Overnight America, a man who just had to be apoplectic this time last week when he saw his Northern Iowa Panthers pull off a 86-03 Boston Red Sox. Kind enough to join us, he is the Mouth of the Midwest. Go to mouthofthemidwest.com. From ESPN 1490 in Des Moines, Iowa, one of 8 state capitals with 2 or more words. Part of Marty and Miller at ESPN 1490. The great Marty Terrell joins us here from Des Moines on Sports Overnight America. Marty, are you okay? Oh, wait a minute. There we go. Try it again.
It took a week. I'm glad you gave me a week to recover. But, yeah, a week ago tonight I was in New York City, hotel.
Wait a minute. You told me you were at the Waldorf. How hard is it to be upset at the Waldorf? I've been to the Waldorf. Is owned by Hilton Hotels. My mom was an executive comptroller for Hilton, and I got to stay there for the maid's fee. I don't care if, you know, I lost relatives. It's hard to have a hard, bad time at the Waldorf Astoria, Marty.
That's a hotel. Come on.
Oh, sure.
Four walls and darkness.
Yeah, there you go. Cabby's joining us along with my by the way, Marty has not met. This is my new official voiceover babe. She's joining us tonight. Her name is Jen Don. She's from Berkeley, California. Well, originally from down in the Bakersfield area, Palm Springs, that area. But she's now up here. She's my official voiceover babe. I want Jen, say hi to Marty Terrell. Say hi to Marty.
Hey, Marty. How you doing?
Well, hello, Jen. How are you?
Wonderful. Welcome.
Yes, thank you. Full studio tonight, it sounds like.
Well, I can't wait. It sounds so fun.
And being that it's Easter, we're going health food tonight. We're having orange juice with our vodka. Marty Terrell, the Mouth of the Midwest, joins us here at Sports Overnight America, iHeartRadio Live, iTunes, the TuneIn app, Sirius, and XM93. Marty, as you know, Oklahoma, okay, North Carolina, you saw that one coming. Villanova, I knew they were going to get in there. I didn't want to believe it being a, you know, Temple being their arch nemesis, but I was kind of pulling for them a little bit. Let's talk first, before we get to your misery, which we know is deep right now. Syracuse University was ridiculed, and the people who came up with the brackets, the NCAA, they were ridiculed for putting Syracuse even in the tournament. People were thinking they're NIT, you know, at best. Why isn't BYU in there? Right now, Jim Boeheim is throwing a big finger saying we're number one at the NCAA and the rest of the public, isn't he?
Well, they are. Even though I think they're going to get whacked in that all ACC.
We've been saying that. We've been saying that since the word go with these guys.
No. I get you. But it's a remarkable job. And you said the two operative words, Jim and Boeheim. I mean, this is a Hall of Fame coach. They throw that zone defense at you, and some teams can't handle it. And the changes he makes within the context of a game, it's a masterful stroke. He is truly a very worthy Hall of Fame coach,
sure.
And he served Tony Bennett a very rude lesson tonight in Chicago. You know, that was the region. We were there in Chicago till Saturday, watched Iowa State get pounded by Virginia. And I did. I thought Virginia would make mincemeat out of Syracuse. They're so big. You know, the Toby kid, the 7-footer in the middle. Brogdon, who's the ACC Player of the Year, just looked physically. That 15-point lead, Jerry, in the second half.
Right.
What, 10, 12 minutes to go in the game?
About 11, 12 minutes, yeah.
Yeah. Jim Boeheim at his best, folks. So, yeah, the minute you and I saw them in a Final Four in New Orleans, 2003, they find a way. Now, he had Carmelo Anthony, had a lot of talented guys. But
here's a newsflash for you. No Jerry McNamara, no title. That kid out of Bishop Hannon High School in Scranton, Pennsylvania, you could say all we want about Carmelo Anthony, but it was Jerry McNamara. And I hate to tout Scranton, Pennsylvania, but Jerry McNamara.
No, he's tremendous.
He was the spool where all the thread wound around. There's no Jerry McNamara. Jim Boeheim still doesn't have a ring.
Well, that's very true. There's no question about that. But, you know, spin forward now to this coming weekend in Houston. Mm-hmm. I just think Carolina's too much. You saw that tonight. But, you know, the minute you doubt Jim Boeheim, he finds a way.
Let me ask you something. Syracuse, New York. Now, I know Syracuse quite well. My mom's sister lived there for years. It's 2 hours north exactly on I-81 heading northbound out of Scranton, Pennsylvania. You go through Binghamton, places like that. It is... After November 2nd, you may as well be on planet Zork. I mean, people complain about Buffalo and Watertown and Rochester weather. Syracuse is just as bad, if not worse, because they're a little hilly. It's not easy to recruit people to come to Syracuse, New York. Jim Boeheim, if he's the head coach, I won't say anywhere else. Let's put it this way. If he is the coach at North Carolina State, I'm not going to say North. If he's at North Carolina State, if he's at Maryland, if he is at Georgia, if he is at Texas A&M, if he's at UCLA, we are already building monuments to this guy. True?
Well, we've already got the monuments. Like I said, he's one of the few sitting coaches, along with Coach Calipari at Kentucky and Calhoun and Krzyzewski. When, you know, Krzyzewski's obviously still active. You know, there's Hall of Fame coaches that are still coaching, and Boeheim happens to be one of them. You know, I don't know. I you know, look, Syracuse, sure. It's, you know, upper New York State, very cold. I've been there once, 1993 East Regional, UMass, Calipari, got thumped by Junior Burroughs,
right.
Ironically, the Virginia Cavaliers in that regional. I've been there once. The Dome is a very, well, it's a Carrier Dome. I mean, you know, it's a football stadium. They played basketball in there. They used to play in Manly Fieldhouse. But the
right.
tradition, since Boeheim was a player there,
right.
on up through the current time, he's built a great, great Syracuse program.
Right.
So recruiting kids to go there, I don't think it's as difficult as you think. You have to recruit
them on the program and the college, because you're not recruiting them on the geographics and the logistics. It's a dump.
No.
It really is.
That's I mean, that's true, but they've got great basketball tradition. You can't take that away from them. Don't forget, Boeheim, too, fought tooth and nail. It's ironic. And wouldn't it be great to see a – I would love to see a Syracuse-Villanova final.
Oh,
I really would.
Oh.
This would be a Big East throwback. And Boeheim kicking and screaming, you know, a lot of people thought when Syracuse joined the ACC that would be the end of Boeheim and that he would quit. He finally embraced it, and look what they're doing now. Back in the Final Four, two wins away from a national championship.
Marty Terrell, the mouth of the Midwest, joins us here on Sports Overnight America, iHeartRadio Live, iTunes, TuneIn app, Sirius, and XM Channel 93. My personal chauffeur, the great cabbie, has a question for you. But before we get to that question, I want to throw a couple of things at you about the Hawkeye State. First off, now I want the truth. You know I'm a Temple guy. I went to Temple. Now, first off, why didn't they give that son of a bitch a gun and just let him do a clean job of it with that push-off? But when you saw that, did you say to yourself, that's wrong?
Well, you're talking about the Temple-Iowa
game right?
The Barclays Center, second-round game last Sunday. That would have been on Friday.
Friday, yeah.
Would have been a week ago Friday in Brooklyn, New York. Adam Woodbury, 7-footer from Sioux City.
But why didn't they just give him a goddamn gun, let him do a clean job of it?
He got away with it. Mike Gazelle threw up an air ball, and Woody, as they call him, Woodbury pushed off laid it in at the buzzer. Iowa wins, and your Temple Owls sent packing.
When Charles Barkley agrees with me, I know there's something wrong.
It was a horrible non-call.
It was.
Now
let's get to one of primarily because you're dealing with kids here. You've got to feel bad for the Panthers of Northern Iowa. I don't feel bad for Bob Ryan. He badmouthed my man Billy Lee, and he picked Northern Iowa in the Final Four, and they had Final Four capabilities. But what the hell happened against Texas A&M?
Well, you know it. The whole country has seen it. You'll see it again a week from...
In perpetuity, you will see it. You will see that on ESPN Classic once a week for the next 2 years.
Well, you'll see it a week from tonight, a week from Monday, when we crown a new national champion down in Houston when they do the infamous or the famous One Shining Moment.
Uh-huh.
It was scary. There were 10 sequences in that final 44.
That's all? I counted that between 34 and 22 seconds.
Right, but there were 10, okay? It's too painful to recall each and every one.
Tough.
There were 10 tentacles, 10 little tiny tentacles to that collapse. If one of them is different, one of them
one,
is
just
different.
One, yeah.
Just one.
Yeah.
Northern Iowa wins the game and plays Oklahoma.
And they had a shot against Oklahoma. Texas A&M had no chance.
No. Northern Iowa is one of the toughest teams to prepare for. They're just...
You know, he said, you and I being Boston guys, Red Sox, I lived in Boston for years. You're from Massachusetts, and as am I originally. I mean, how was that taken? I mean, those people just had to be, I can't say they're apoplectic because it's not like this happens every year to them like it does with the Red Sox, but that just had to be absolutely heartbreaking.
Brutal. Crestfallen is what they were. I mean, we heard about the plane ride. They couldn't eat. They served them up food on the charter. Nobody ate. Nobody talked. There were tears.
You think?
Stone cold. But their play-by-play guy, Gary Rima, who's a good friend of mine, said it was eerily quiet. I mean, just kids sitting there, some of them farting around with their iPads and their phones, but most of them were just staring ahead. I mean, literally, they offered food on the plane back to Waterloo, Iowa, from Oklahoma City, and the kids turned the food down.
I heard Tom Arnold, who's from Waterloo, I heard he actually got involved and said, hey, it's okay, guys. I mean, it was that bad, man. And Marty Terrell from the Mouth of the Midwest from ESPN 1490 in Des Moines, Iowa, one of eight state capitals that has two or more words in it. Marty, we want to hear all about the Trials Lawyers for Justice. That would be TL4JF4, the number... F4J.com. I want to talk about them here in a second, but first, my man Cabby has, I hope, a legitimate question to ask you about what's going on with the NCAA tournament. Cabby, knock yourself out.
You know, I just want to explain that NCAA's is set up that 63 teams leave their final game losing. So that's pretty much everyone's going to be, you know, it doesn't matter where you lose, you're eventually going to lose. So you guys got to get over it. It's been 9 days with Jerry, 7 days. No, no. I want to talk about the Gonzaga game with Syracuse. That was one of the best games I saw, the one-point game. I thought that was a better game than even the Virginia game.
Well, that was in the Chicago region Friday night, Cabby, and you're right. What a bizarre finish. I mean, the Syracuse player grabs the ball, deep right baseline corner. The trailing official on the outside near the top of the key says he stepped on the line. We all saw the replay. It was a horrible call, and yet they go to review the whole idea. And you guys could tell me, because I didn't know. I was in a restaurant at that point.
Right, it was.
And it was a terrible call. They give it to Gonzaga, and I'm saying Syracuse is going to lose, and you want to talk about heartbreaking fashion.
Oh.
Obviously, the defense thwarted Gonzaga at the buzzer, held on to win. Let me turn around and ask you a question. How did they not give the ball to Syracuse there? What was that call? Do you guys recall?
It was a thing of the challenge rule, the way it's written now. It was completely conclusive.
They found a loophole, basically, is what
right.
it was.
And so they were, like, trying to – what it would have been was the guy would have been, like, stuck with the ball, but he never went out of bounds or nothing. You can't really give the ball back to him on that. But
terrible.
Going on that was Syracuse did it. Unbelievable job of getting hosed like that and turning it around and still winning.
Yeah, I mean, no question about it. But there again, guys, 10 seed, like you guys both said, Jerry, you too. Everybody said this team didn't belong. They weren't.
And Boeheim basically threw the finger at everybody. Says, "Oh yeah, watch." Well, no, he did.
I love Syracuse. Go for it. Yeah,
it's amazing. And by the way, guys, is this not the highest seed ever to make the Final Four?
No.
No,
I believe North Carolina State.
Back what in about the, VCU? No.
I think LSU one year with Dale Brown was either a 9 right. or an 11.
Wasn't North Carolina State an 11 seed back in 83?
I don't know. This is the first 10 seed to get to the Final Four.
And I know Butler, yeah. I know Butler was a very low seed when they the first year they made the finals. I want to say that,
yeah.
I think there were 8 or 9 though. Hey, listen, Marty, we got about a buck and a half left. I know you want to talk all about the fine folks at Trial Lawyers for Justice. That's TL4, the number J.com. These are some fantastic people. I want to hear all about them, and I know you do as well. Go.
Well, yeah, they PUPA obviously had, you don't want to talk about this stuff, but catastrophic injury, wrongful death, medical malpractice. Trial Lawyers for Justice. Now they're located all across the Midwest, including Waterloo, Cedar Rapids, Iowa, Decorah, Iowa, Chicago, Illinois, Minneapolis, Des Moines, Iowa, Beverly Hills, San Diego, and fantastic group of lawyers, very professional. Nicholas Pachota, Dominic Pachota immediately comes to mind, and TL4J.com, Trial Lawyers for Justice. You've, again, been medical malpractice, you've had catastrophic injury or family member, wrongful death, you hate to say that, Trial Lawyers for Justice, check them out, TL4J.com.
Are you going to Houston?
Yes, I am. I will be there Friday, and I expect to hear from you on, either Thursday night and then Sunday night, and then we'll be in Augusta for the week.
Oh, Augusta, the Masters. 20th anniversary.
Right around the corner.
20th anniversary, if I'm not mistaken, of Greg Norman's great failure, is it not?
Yeah, that's right. Exactly right. And then next year it'll be 20 years since Tiger Woods won. Imagine that, 20 years since Tiger won as, a rookie, 20 years old?
No, he's a second year. He's 21 years old. Marty, you're a hero, man. Hey, thanks. I appreciate you staying up late. Appreciate it, man.
No problem. Take care, guys.
Mouth of the Midwest. Go to mouthofthemidwest.com. Marty Terrell. Check him out with Ken Miller. Marty and Miller, ESPN 1490 in Des Moines, Iowa. All right, thanks to Marty Terrell. Hey, we got an update coming up next. New voiceover, babe. Update chick as well. This is Sports Overnight America. All right, thanks to Marty Terrell.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Group in Los Angeles, California. dedicated to your health, your life, and your sports. As a weekend warrior, you know about sports injuries and pain. Exercise is an important element in keeping your body's core in good shape to minimize sports injuries. But when you are in pain, there is one product that I recommend to my patients, and that is Blue Goo Gel. Blue Goo consists of a proprietary formula developed specifically for the treatment of inflammation and general muscle aches and strains. I recommend Blue Goo for my patients coping with hip and knee pain before surgery, especially bursitis and tendonitis. Give Blue Goo a try. Call 1-888-330-0123 and you'll receive a one-week supply of Blue Goo absolutely free. The makers of Blue Goo are even paying the shipping. The number again is 1-888-330-0123. If you want more information on Blue Goo, visit online at www.dothegoo.com.
Now available at select Big Five stores near you.
Attention, if you're in the market for a power scooter to reclaim your freedom, we have great news. Hartway, one of the world's leading manufacturers, has new factory direct power scooters for as little as $39 a month. Now you can stay active and have the freedom that a power scooter can give you. For over 20 years, we've been building the best and most reliable power scooters in the marketplace. And now with our new direct-to-consumer division, we can offer you wholesale prices. Plus, with Hardway Care Service, you are always protected. You will not find a better power scooter for as little as $39 a month anywhere. And with free shipping, if you call today, you can have a new power scooter delivered to your door for free in days. Financing is easy with your credit card or PayPal credit. Call now. 1-800-427-0183. 1-800-427-0183. That's 1-800-427-0183. 1-800-427-0183.
Are you a business owner or an individual who owes the IRS? Then be prepared to write down an important phone number. Do you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes? Do you need to file back tax returns? Are you dealing with bank levies and wage garnishments? It's time to deal with your IRS problem today. Call Certified Tax Tax Representation now. Certified Tax Tax Representation, Inc. represents clients just like you in all 50 states. They will contact the IRS on your behalf the same day that you become a client, and you can become a client immediately. It's time for you to face your IRS problems. Think about how great you're going to feel when you're represented by a company who's an advocate for you, who knows the law, who also will contact the IRS the same day you become a client. Call today for your free, no obligation consultation. Call now, 1-800-999-1064. That's 1-800-999-1064. Not all cases are typical and some may not qualify. The consultation is free and so is the call, so call right now. 1-800-999-1064. That's 1-800-999-1064.
You're listening to Sports Overnight America.
I never even knew we had a nightclub down here.
This update is brought to you by the Pro Hammer Baseball Training Bat.
Cool.
The number one training tool in all of baseball.
Baseball!
From Major League Baseball to Little League. Go to phbat.com. That's phbat.com.
Voiceover chick, you did it!
I did it!
What do you think, Gabby? What do you think?
Ha! I'm going to buy one like in 10 minutes.
Damn Skippy! Bump, bump. You know, Scott Joplin did this originally. It's called the Ragtime.
Yes.
This is Marvin Hamlisch doing it from The Entertainer. Youngest man ever accepted to Juilliard, 9 years old. Scott Joplin, however, an African-American from Nacogdoches, Louisiana, actually wrote an opera once. But you have an update brought to you by the Pro Hammer Bat, according to the great Jen Dahl. I can call her a doll because you are a doll. She's my voiceover bat. For those of you who are completely unaware of such things, the final two teams for the NCAA Final Four tourney, they have been decided. Syracuse, man, number 10 seed, whoops about number 1 seed UVA. Notice we haven't heard from Moonshine Mike.
Do you think this might cause him to start drinking?
You know what? There's a chance.
I just hope not.
This is a man who drinks his breakfast out of a mason jar. I'm thinking perhaps.
Heavier drinking, maybe.
No, man. If that were the case, man, he wouldn't be allowed to be on this road. Yes, he would.
Okay.
It was 68-62. It was Syracuse. Put my glasses on. Syracuse over the Cavaliers from the University of Virginia in Charlottesville. Beautiful campus, by the way. It was the Tar Heels, number one seed, 88-74 over Notre Dame. And I'm cool with that one. I hate Notre Dame. Actually, I hate UNC, but Notre Dame I hate worse. My mom wanted me to go there.
Jesus only had 3 assists.
Yucky.
So he did, but
they shut him down.
Turned it over 4 times on Easter. Come on, God.
Man,
what's your problem?
What is
Villanova
UNC
and Oklahoma, are there your other 4 teams that are going to be in the Final Four as they make their way down to Houston, Texas for the NCAA Final Four. Wait a minute. NBA action.
Oh my goodness gracious me. Golden State Warriors are now 66-7. No. They beat Philadelphia at home.
They beat Philly?
They didn't cover though. They didn't cover. 117.
Double check that.
They did not cover. 117-105 your final. Former Baltimore Bullets, now known as the Washington Wizards, 101-88 over the Lakers. Indiana, 104-101 over Houston. Sorry about that, Houston. Sacramento. Wow. Now see, this is basketball here. Sacramento put up a .133. 130 over Dallas. 133-111 over Dallas.
Ooh,
and the Clip Show, 105-90 over the Denver Nuggets. Bring back David Thompson, Dan Issel, and George Gervin. Uh-huh. Not George, I'm sorry, Alex English. That was pretty dumb of me.
No, it's they got real problems. Dallas and Houston are fading fast.
Wow, it's Texas. What do you care? NBA, we sashay over to the Frozen Ponds. We tend to sashay here in San Francisco. It's just what we do. We sashay here. It's just what we do. I'm sorry. Chicago, 3-2 over Vancouver. Overtime win for Pittsburgh, 3-2 over the Rangers. That was down there at Madison Square Garden, down there in the Times Square area. And the former Hartford Whalers with the great jerseys with the whale in it. They take care of the former. Well, now the Carolina Hurricane. They take care of the former San Francisco Seals, who became the Denver Rockies and then became the New Jersey Devils. That game was played in Charlotte. Your final score there was 3-2. This update was brought to you by the Pro Hammer Bat. Listen, if you play baseball on any level, from the big Josh Donaldson, the MVP of the American League, swears by this puppy, down to youth leagues, little league. Listen, if you got a ball player in the family, you want to pick up the Pro Hammer Bat. This thing will help you. If I had this thing when I was playing ball, Cabby, I wouldn't be talking to you people. Well, I might be talking to you, but I'd be counting my millions. As a 264 hitter, what do I know, right?
That's not bad.
Thank you very much.
Means you were out, though, 73?
Shut up. Go to phbat.com, phbat.com for the Pro Hammer Bat. Excellent job on your first voiceover, Babe Jen. We'll do better, though. Sports Overnight America, iHeartRadio Live, iTunes, the TuneIn app, Sirius, and XM Channel 93. Rebuild
or replace transmission, $3,200. Anti-lock brake system, $1,000. Rebuild or replace engine, $2,400. Truth is, once your manufacturer's warranty runs out, it's all on you. Every last cent. Get protection for covered repairs with a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty. Unlike other companies, with Toco, there's no down payment, and the monthly payments are really affordable. Not sure how long you're keeping your car? At Toco, you can pay as you go. Keep your hard-earned cash and call Toco Warranty right now at 800-222-2313 to save big money on covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle, but for about the cost of a tank of gas per month, a Toco plan has your back on expensive covered car repairs. Monthly payments are very affordable. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-222-2313. That's 800-222-2313. 800-222-2313. Cancellation fee may apply. Subject to eligibility. Not available in Missouri and Washington. Waiting period and deductible apply. Coverage provided and administered by Warrantech Corporation or its affiliates. Not affiliated with any manufacturer or dealership. Visit TocoWarranty.com for complete terms and conditions.
Tired of calls, levies, and liens from the IRS or hiring others who don't get the job done? Call Wall & Associates and you'll never talk to the IRS again. The IRS has a program to eliminate tax debt, and Wall & Associates professionals are trained to maximize its benefits for you. You always speak with a live person with real support and real knowledge. We've helped thousands of taxpayers like you settle their tax debt with the IRS for a fraction of what they owe. We solve tax problems. Call Wall & Associates now, 800-480-5708. We have the professionals who know how to solve tax problems. If you owe money to the IRS, your tax problems are not going away by themselves, and the passage of time will only make matters worse. Act now, before it's too late. Call Wall & Associates right now to speak to a professional tax relief agent. Call 800-480-5708. That's 800-480-5708. Again, 800-480-5708.
Hey there, travelers. You going somewhere? Need a hotel? Then call Hotel Wiz anytime, day or night, for rates too low to publish. You can save up to 75% on over 500,000 hotels across the globe and get our best price guarantee with no booking or cancellation fees ever. We've got some of the lowest hotel prices you'll find in New York, Chicago, Las Vegas, San Francisco, Washington, D.C., and a lot more. Don't waste your time surfing for deals. Make a free call right now and find deals too low to publish. Save up to 75% right now with no cancellation fees. And to make it even easier on you, we're here 24/7 to help. So call right now. Bookmark us in your cell phone. Whatever you need to do, just pick up the phone and call this number for hotel deals that'll knock your socks off.
800-507-3777. 800-507-3777. 800-507-3777. 800-507-3777.
You're listening to Sports Overnight America.
He's indifferent to ratings, competition, corporate concerns, and generally speaking, consequences.
Good, because you just described my job. I'm Don Quixote. You can be Sancho. She'll be Dulcinea, and everyone out there is the horse.
All right, what was the horse's name in Don Quixote de la Mancha by Miguel de Cervantes? Anybody?
Did you just call me a horse?
Yes, exactly. Okay.
Don't ask me. Although I was a philosophy major, I don't think that.
Rocinante. As a matter of fact, coming up on April 22nd. That's nice. April 22nd will be the 400th anniversary of the passing of Miguel de Cervantes, who wrote Don Quixote. And know who else died on that day? On his 64th birthday, no less. Shakespeare.
Get on a bus that takes me to you.
Real musicians, kids. Live at Leeds, 1970. Oh, Leeds is a college, by the way. For those of you scoring at home, or more than likely you're alone. This is Sports Overnight America, iHeartRadio Live, iTunes, the TuneIn app, Sirius and XM Channel 93. Honest to God, man, I get a category three case of the screaming thigh sweats with this, Jen.
I'm serious, man. I can see right now, actually.
I gotta have a cigarette and change after this, Cabby.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
Woo! I had, by the way, this is Sports Overnight America, iHeartRadio Live, iTunes, the TuneIn app, Sirius, and XM Channel 93.
My headphones are popping here, wasn't it?
Yeah. I had the most incredible Saturday.
I heard. Uh-oh.
Do you know who I hung out with on Saturday?
Is he a pot smoker?
Oh, he was in his day. Trust me.
That narrows it down.
Sandra Fell, California, as the crow flies, about 10, 12 miles north of the Golden Gate Bridge.
San Quentin.
Just north there. Next exit, the two exits. Is past,
right. Take a right, you're in jail.
Well, Centenary is past that, yep. And Weymouth Way. But after that, it's San Rafael, California. And there is a bar there and a music hall called the Terrapin Crossroads, and Phil Lesh from the Grateful Dead owns it. And he opened up an outdoor wing to his club. On Saturday, and
oh, get out!
But here's the cool part: the bocce ball and ping pong, and they had a fire pit where they had all the ingredients for you to make your own s'mores free of charge. They don't charge you to come in to see music and everything. It's fantastic.
How fun is that? Ping pong and beers are
only $7.
I mean, that's the cool part. Not being
not
grateful
even 20.
No,
oh my gosh.
So Phil, and Phil West came out. And he sat in his chair on. They have this outdoor. There's a gazebo in this outdoor area where they have the fake grass. They have athletic fields now.
AstroTurf.
No. AstroTurf is the thing. But this is the stuff they have in fields now. It feels like grass when you're standing, but it's not grass. But anyway, right there on the. Do you know where the San Rafael Yacht Club is?
Yes.
Okay.
It's by the water.
Right. It's right there. Okay. So Phil Lesh comes out and he has this area blocked off. I want to say, if I had to guess, maybe about 36 square feet, maybe about 8 feet by, more than that, probably 8 feet by 12 feet. So what would do the math, 72 square feet, 76 square feet, whatever it is, or 96 square feet. It's called the Kids Zone. Only kids under the age of 10 can sit in there.
Phil Lesh comes out. Phil Lesh, the bassist for the Grateful Dead.
Dude, I'm
amazing. Okay, we're talking. All right. He comes out, sits in this chair, this old English Victorian chair, and reads five books of nursery rhymes and children's stories, Goodnight Moon, that whole thing, to kids.
Oh.
While the adults were standing up, and I'm back there playing bocce ball, getting drunk. But, and then he and his kid, Jordan, I believe his name is, and by the way, he had his grandson, who's like two, who kept sitting on his lap. But then Phil Lesh, Jordan, and he had this other guy, really good mandolin player, I didn't get his name, unfortunately, sat and just in front of, and I mean, I was standing from, I'm like, Cabby, you're three times as far away as I was from Phil Lesh.
Unbelievable.
And I had met Phil before, and he kind of looked at me like he knew, and it's not like we went out drinking together, but he looked at me, and just what a great experience that was. And the cool part, here was the really cool part. Nobody went ape S-bomb. Everyone was like, oh, this is really nice. No one was like, oh, my God, it's Phil Lesh. Blah, blah.
No, exactly. That's what a performer like that wants.
And it was just a great, I mean, look, I'm not like Townsend. I'm not like putting a tattoo of a hand on my back. But I have hung out and been around a lot of famous people in my life.
Musicians,
athletes, writers, actors, actresses.
Right. And
they're friends of mine.
Yeah.
And we go out and have a good time together. Billy Lee, Mary Birdsong, Christ, the entire Zombies band. You know, people like that. I have never in my entire life had a more pleasant experience. That was just so effing cool.
Seems really sweet.
It's
not happening. Like it's unbelievable. You still don't believe it happened.
I'm not joking. I swear this is true. They have this fire pit with the oil fire coming up through these rocks right at the
that's rad.
It's maybe about 15 feet from the stage, and I'm sitting on these rocks, and I was with a friend of mine named Carol. You've met Carol, Cabby. She lives in San Rafael, right by Albert Field. Beautiful place overlooking the hills.
When I drop you off up there, right?
Ding, 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 ding.
Ta-da.
Right up 2nd Street. So,
tell nobody.
I'm allergic to chocolate, so, I mean, I can't eat s'mores because there's chocolate in them. But I know how to make them. I'm really good at it. And they gave you a two-pronged thing for your marshmallows, some graham crackers, and chocolate. They had s'mores valets at this place. And I'm making a s'mores. I'm toasting up the marshmallows, and I kind of balanced the graham thing, so I'm heating up the chocolate a little bit. I was a little smarter than the other kids. And all of a sudden, this guy leans over, and he says, hey, make sure you don't let it burn. They're better when they're brown. I said, I know that, but and it's Phil Lesh. He's giving me s'mores instructions. And I'm like, holy S-bomb. This was, and I'm not, like I said, look, compared to Phil Lesh, I am a pimple on his ass, okay, at best. But it was one of the coolest. I mean, I've been around hundreds of famous people, and like I said, a bunch.
Right.
Cabby will back me.
Yeah.
And a bunch of them are
couldn't care less.
Bunch of them are my friends, and it was just nobody there. Everyone there was just cool.
Genuine.
I was
except, genuine was there too? For once.
Pardon?
You know? It was genuine.
Well, no, I've been around people when I was at XM Radio. It was but I mean, we're talking about a public atmosphere with no cover charge. None. Zero. No minimum. You can walk in that place and just play ping pong and not touch and not drink a thing. Nobody cared. And here's the other thing. They had another band playing inside in this area that's called the Weird Zone. And they're all setting up for this big concert later tonight with Bobby. It was Bobby Weir playing. And they were like, do you want to go? Oh, man, I'd love to, but I made plans. And I know Bob Weir, not well, but I know him and he knows me. And it was just the coolest goddamn experience. It was just, and I put a bunch of the pictures up on Facebook. Just go to my Facebook page. I'm the only Jerry Burke, spelled GerryBurke. And there's Phil Lesh standing there with his grandkid singing Ripple. Now, I know he didn't sing it on the album American Beauty. That was Jerry Garcia and Bobby Weir. But to see him just sitting there, just, it was just the coolest damn experience. And
really
here's the other thing, Cabby. I think legally, I was legally capable of being behind the wheel of a pair of sneakers. Driving, hell no. But it was just so cool.
Jeff? Hey, was Bill Lee with you?
Yes. No,
oh,
no, no. No, no. No, no, no. No, Bill. No, well,
oh, Bill took off.
Let me give you the whole day here.
Yeah.
So for those of you who Bill Spaceman Lee is a friend of mine.
Right.
And Bill is a legend.
Surprise.
And I've known Bill since, Christ, I'm this tall. And we became really good friends when I got in the media when I was in my 20s. Bill lives in an area of Santa Fe called Terra Linda.
Right.
And was it Thursday or Friday? He and I went out, he and his wife and everything. It was Friday. Ooh. We went out and acted like juvenile delinquents for the day. And this thing Saturday came up like on Friday. And so I called him. I said, hey, listen, do you want to meet at Teresa and Johnny's on 4th Street? Which is a great, by the way, if you get a chance to go to Teresa and Johnny's, I'll take you there. They have a Monte Cristo there that, I mean, I'm serious, man. It gives you the screaming thigh sweats.
You know, sign you're been a juvenile delinquent since 2010.
So I give Bill a call. I got out of here to work on Saturday morning at 4 a.m. Pacific time. And I was supposed to be up and meet Carol at, I think, 10:30, 11 o'clock. And so I was like, I'm not going home. So I just crashed on Darren's couch. And I said, okay, I'll just catch the 9 o'clock ferry over to Lakespur. And I did, and I jumped in the shower. So I met Bill and Diana at Teresa and Johnny's. So now I'm drinking with Bill Lee, Bill Spaceman Lee and his wife again. We're hanging out. We go to Carol's place. We did something other than drink. And then I'm hanging out with Phil Lesh. What a great effing day it was. It really, really was.
And the weather was beautiful.
It was a little chilly up in San Rafael.
I can't believe it.
It was a little chilly. No, because it was windy as hell. But,
yeah.
But still, it was so good to be Jerry. Aww. And you know
unbelievable.
What? You should all aspire to be me. And here's why. And Cabby will back me up on this one.
Uh-oh.
No, Lordy.
Oh, my God. Get the subpoena.
Oh, Lordy.
Well,
get
first
the
off,
lawyers with the deposition.
No, I'm being serious.
Okay.
I was a put-upon, quiet kid from a town that no one gave a rat's ass about, and I was a kid that nobody gave a rat's ass about, and I aspired to something.
An adult nobody gives a rat's ass.
Yeah, and I get paid for it, goddammit.
And you get to hang out with cool people like us, and you guys, the guy from The Grateful Dead and his grandkids.
You know what I did this
awesome.
Weekend?
Oh, let me guess. No, I don't want to.
I stayed at home and watched basketball with my pet rats.
Oh, that sounds wonderful.
I don't really want to talk about it.
Wonderful.
Wah, 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 wah.
God, it's sad but true.
It is. It is sad. It really is sad.
Sounds kind of okay.
But yeah. it was a
lot. See, I like her. She likes animals.
So,
chicks that dig
so
pet
do I
rats
if they're
cook,
so do
cool.
I if they're cooked right.
You know that Pink loves pet rats. She has pet rats.
In all seriousness, though, that was... I had, and of course, my friend Carol, who has this gorgeous house. She's a trust fund baby, but she has this gorgeous house right on top of the hill, overlooking all of downtown San Rafael. From this hill, looking down from Woodlawn Avenue, if you know the area. And we grilled out some steaks. Where we had martinis, we sparked up a little bit. She has a card; it's legal. It's a private residence, and it was just
you didn't.
Yes, we did, and it was just a really went out. And check this out. Went out and got 2 quarts of gelato. I got salted caramel.
2 quarts of gelato.
I got salted caramel. She got blood chocolate or something like that.
Oh, perfect. Yeah,
and it was just.
Uber Italiano.
See, I'm allergic to chocolate, so it doesn't matter. But it was just, I had the, and I know none of you out there can give
it's
a rat's
fine.
Ass. But you know what? I don't care because I get paid a lot of money whether you listen to me or not. And
oh, don't
you,
say that.
What, whether you listen to me or not?
Yeah. We want you to listen.
We love that
you listen. Or that you get paid a lot of money.
We perform a function. Yeah.
Durham, North Carolina, the home of Duke University. Back in 1976. Check that, 1977. Oh, Grateful Dead action. It's called Peggy O. We're going to take us out to these spots. We come back, we're going to do an update. This is Sports Overnight America. iHeartRadio Live, iTunes, the TuneIn app, Sirius, and XM Channel 93. Follow us on Twitter at Sports Overnight. Like our Facebook page, Sports Overnight America, or just get a hold of me personally. I'm the only Jerry Burke, spelled GERRIEBURKE. Boys and girls of all ages, God help you all. This is Sports Overnight America.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
At the Debt Helpline, we're experts at helping you resolve your debt problems and become free of debt. We can help you pay off your debt and give you one lower monthly payment that you can afford.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
If you have $5,000, $10,000 or more in credit card bills, call the Debt Helpline now for a free confidential debt analysis.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. Call the CESI Debt Helpline right now for a free confidential debt review. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063.
My joints used to kill me. I'd wake up with stiff knees and a stiff back, and it wouldn't get much better throughout the day. I went to doctors and took almost every supplement you can think of, and nothing seemed to help. Then I found something called Oil Can Joint Lubricant. They use only top-of-the-line, all-natural ingredients, and I know many companies make similar claims, but here's the big difference. Oil Can ingredients are scientifically formulated to work together faster than anything else in the marketplace. That's guaranteed. I take Oil Can every day. My knee pain was gone in just a few days. So if you have knee pain, back pain, and you tried everything, try Oil Can Joint Lubricant risk-free right now. I'm confident you'll have fewer aches and pains within days, or we will gladly refund your money. Call right now. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795.
If you or someone you love suffers from drug addiction, now is the time to utilize your private health insurance PPO plan. If eligible, receive up to $30,000 or more in substance abuse benefits with low or no out-of-pocket cost. The National Treatment Network, the premier drug and alcohol treatment referral service operating 24/7. We help connect you with facilities nationwide that accepts PPO private health insurance for substance abuse. If you have PPO substance abuse coverage and you need immediate to a medical detox or residential rehab treatment center, call us now. Call our live referral helpline today. The call is free. This program is not available to Medicare or Medicaid customers.
Call 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. That's 800-296-0906.
You're listening to Sports Overnight America.
Listen, kid, there's something I've been meaning to tell you. It's not easy for me to say.
Oh, God, you're not coming out of the closet, are you? Oh, God, why does everyone always come out to me?
This update is brought to you by the Pro Hammer Baseball Training Bat, the number one training tool in all of baseball. From Major League Baseball to Little League, go to phbat.com. That's phbat.com.
Jen, baby, are you familiar with Pink Floyd's Dark Side of the Moon? Put your headphone on.
Jesus Christ.
Try again. Are you?
Yeah.
Okay, you hear this in the background? You know what that is? That is called the Travel Sequence. It was recorded live in London back in 1972. Do you know what that... You know, I want you to listen for a second. All right, is it ringing a bell? Now, just keep the accompaniment in mind, okay? Okay, you know what that became?
Wizard of Oz.
No.
Snow White.
That's a travel sequence.
From the
Zabriskie Point session. See that, Cabby? You teach somebody something new every day.
I'm freaking out,
My
man.
Mind is blown.
You said blow. Sports Overnight America, iHeartRadio Live, iTunes, the TuneIn app, Sirius, and XM Channel 93. Like the good woman said, this update brought to you by the Pro Hammer Bat. Go to phbat.com. phbat.com for the Pro Hammer Bat. Help you with your swing. It will do. We have our final two teams in the final four. Of course, we know Villanova and Oklahoma are in there, but UNC takes care of the 6th seed Notre Dame fighting Irish, 88-74. And number 10 seed Syracuse, man, 68-62 over the Cavaliers of Virginia. So what we got here is Villanova, Oklahoma, North Carolina, and Syracuse. Okay, I'm cool with that. NBA action, a handful of games to let you know about. The former Baltimore Bullets, they took care of the Lakers, 101-88. Golden State, they continue on their ways, 117-105 over Philadelphia. Indiana, 104-101 over Houston. It was Sacramento, man, 133. Wow, really? $133, 111 over Dallas. Clip Show, 105-90 over Denver. three games in the frozen pond. We sash, you know, we sashay here in San Francisco. It's just what we do.
We sashay.
Thank you very much. Chicago 3-2 over Vancouver. Pittsburgh 3-2 over the Rangers. Former Hartford Whalers, better known as the Carolina Hurricane, 3-2 over the former San Francisco Seals, who became the Denver Rockies, or Colorado Rockies, who became the New Jersey Devils. 3-2, your final score there. As the good woman said, this update is brought to you by the Pro Hammer.
Yes.
Say the Pro Hammer bet.
The Pro Hammer.
Jesus Christ. The Pro Hammer bet. Go to phbat.com. phbat.com for the Pro Hammer bet. Those idiots at USA Network. Next with the news. This is Sports Overnight America.
USA Radio News, I'm Tammy Rose. The White House is condemning the Easter morning suicide bombing in Lahore, Pakistan, calling it an appalling terrorist attack. National Security Council spokesperson Ned Price called it a cowardly act. At least 65 people were killed and more than 280 wounded in the blast, which occurred in a public park. A Taliban-linked terrorist group has claimed responsibility and said it was targeting Christians. The Catholic nun who founded the Internal World Television Network is dead. Mother Mary Angelica passed away Easter Sunday in Alabama at the age of 92. Simply known as Mother Angelica, she launched the Catholic TV network in a garage back in 1981. Mother Angelica was also one of the network's stars for a number of years. In recent years, the Ohio native suffered health problems, including a stroke in 2001 that left her with limited speaking capabilities. You're listening to USA Radio News.
I'm Sean Hayer, the site director at conservativetribune.com. Conservative Tribune is one of the most visited news sites in the world, and the reason is simple. ConservativeTribune.com delivers edgy and bold commentary of the news every day. We are unapologetically pro-America, unabashedly conservative. At ConservativeTribune.com, we don't make apologies for who we are or what we say. If you're looking for more than boring stories and simple thought, visit ConservativeTribune.com. That's ConservativeTribune.com.
Have you been to conservativetribune.com? Now, this is one of the most visited news sites in the entire world, and the reason is simple. Conservativetribune.com delivers edgy and bold commentary of the news. They're unapologetically pro-America, unabashedly conservative. At conservativetribune.com, they don't make apologies for who they are or what they say. And if you're looking for more than just boring stories and simple thought, you go to conservativetribune.com. That's conservativetribune.com.
Three drug suspects were busted after an Easter egg hunt in Washington State. A sheriff's office says officers discovered an unlicensed pot operation at a home in Clark County. Police went there after a man started screaming during the neighborhood egg hunt that his roommates were going to shoot him. The investigation led officers to the home where they found $200,000 worth of pot. They also found more than $100,000 in cash, which they believe is drug money. Three people were arrested, including two men who had outstanding drug warrants in Missouri. North Carolina is in the Final Four for the 19th time in school history.
I've said this to some of you folks out there on the court. I've never wanted anything in my life for someone else as much as I wanted to get this bunch to the Final Four.
The Golden State Warriors are one step closer to making history. Golden State earned their 66th win, dropping the 76ers 117-105. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Have you been to USARadio.com? The latest breaking stories, the hottest news, and the best radio all in one place. It's available for free on your smartphone, on your computer, and you can listen with your Bluetooth-enabled car. You can listen to classic radio theater, Daybreak USA with Angie Austin, and my new show that takes you from online to on air, your news feed on the radio, Trending Today USA with Rusty Humphries. Check it out, USARadio.com. That's USARadio.com.
The top-seeded Tar Heels punched their ticket to Houston with an 88-74 win over Notre Dame in the East Regional Final. Bryce Johnson had 25 points and 12 rebounds for the Tar Heels, who will square off with Syracuse in the national semifinals on Saturday. Demetrius Jackson netted 26 points for the six-seeded Irish, who ended the season 24-12. 138 years of Easter egg hunting will continue Monday on the South Lawn of the White House. This year's theme is Let's Celebrate,
More than 35,000 people will be joining the first family. This year will also include the first ever White House fun run. The White House Easter egg roll has been an American tradition since 1878, started by President Hayes and his wife Lucy. It's one of the oldest annual events in White House history. Bad behavior from parents is being blamed for the cancellation of an Easter egg hunt. Pez Candy abruptly called off its annual Easter event in Connecticut after some parents broke the rules and caused a chaotic scene Saturday. Some 10,000 eggs were laid out on several fields and kids were expected to start at different times. However, some parents at the event ignored the rules and stormed the fields, shoving people out of their paths. Pez put a stop to the chaos by ending the event early. A tombstone inscribed with Donald Trump's name is making waves on social media after being found in New York's Central Park. For USA Radio News, I'm Tammy Rose.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation at 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895. We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895. That's 800-760-4895.
Extremely good looking, young, limber, and morally casual voiceover babe here. You're listening to Sports Overnight America.
Oh, hell yeah! Nice! A rubber biscuit action. All right, man. Finally, somebody in this goddamn show is using their head.
Bow, bow, bow.
It is Sports Overnight America, iHeartRadio Live, iTunes, the TuneIn app, Sirius XM Channel 93. How you doing out there? Happy Easter, everybody. I'm the host of this Unmitigated Disaster. My name is Jerry Burke.
Have you ever heard of a wish sandwich? A wish sandwich is the kind of a sandwich where you have two slices of bread and you... wish you had some meat.
Bow, bow, bow.
1-800-878-7529. That's the phone number here. Microphone number two. Got the great cabbie, my personal chauffeur. What's up, shaking kid?
You know, our enough. Relationship is more like Belushi and...
I had a ricochet biscuit. A ricochet biscuit is the kind of a biscuit that's supposed to bounce back off the wall into your mouth. If it don't bounce back, you go hungry.
Bow, bow, bow.
You carried that one too long.
It's the movie Neighbors is Us, if you ever seen that one. Belushi.
Oh, Lord Almighty. I'm Mike 3, my personal voiceover babe.
The other day, I had a cool water sandwich and a Sunday go to meat and bun.
Bow, bow, bow.
The great Jen Don joins us here on Mike 3.
Hello.
Well, hey there, sex kid. Radio is theater of the mind, and I have worked with enough women who sounded like goddesses on the air who were not goddesses in person. They could only be handled by an advanced form of Braille. I would swim through 2 miles of barbed wire just to let this woman kick me in the teeth. We're going to talk about that. We're going to talk hoops. What else are we talking about, Kevin?
Clint Eastwood movies.
That too. Sports Overnight America. Briefcase full of booze in the background. Second to last band to close down the Winterland along with the new writers of the Purple Stage, Grateful Dead, New Year's Eve 1978. Hallelujah, everybody. Sports Overnight America.
Rubber biscuit. Bow, bow.
And
Tired of paying outrageous prices for prescription drugs? Well, we have great news. Now you can finally get prescription drugs at huge discounts from Canada Drug Center. That's right, the most popular drugs for cholesterol, high blood pressure, depression, diabetes, arthritis, and many more are now up to 75% off. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices when you can get brand name drugs at the lowest price? Call today and get up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs. Never pay high prices again. Get the most popular drugs at huge savings from our Canadian and international pharmacies and fulfillment centers. No insurance? No problem. Prices are so low you do not need benefits or insurance to get all your prescriptions fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting to take your call now. Order today and get free shipping. Just call 800-950-1180. Up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs and free shipping. Call 800-950-1180. That's 800-950-1180.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So cancel the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
Right now, to sign up for packages starting as low as $24.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $24.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
Call 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
Cancel the cable. Cut costs and get more.
Call now. 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like they did for these Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can have your website built for free and up and running in as little as 7 days. Plus, promote your site on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call now to get your website built for free. If after 30 days you're happy with your new website, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for just one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing. Call 855-254-SITE, 855-254-SITE. 855-254-7483 or go to web.com/radio. There is no upfront charge for building the website, after which the ongoing fee applies. Rights to the website are relinquished upon cancellation unless otherwise purchased.
You're listening to Sports Overnight America.
I'm the dude, so that's what you call me, you know? His dudeness or duder or El Duderino, if you're not into the whole brevity thing.
Ah, Wolf of Goofa sighting. Not Jeff Bridges. By the way, the real dude, Jeff Dowd, guy's a total dick. This is cool, though.
Never thought about tomorrow. Seemed like a long time to come.
Peter Wolf, better known as Wolf of Goofa in Boston. Do you know that, kids?
Didn't know that.
He was a DJ at a rock station, WBCN. Went by the name of Wolf of Goofa before he hit it big with Jay Giles. What?
Yeah.
I
let you walk on by.
Everyone now.
I refuse the love you had for me. I refuse the love a little doubt.
Well, I must have got lost. I must have got lost. Sports Overnight America, iHeartRadio Live. You've heard that before, haven't you, Jen?
Oh, I think I've heard it before. Oh.
Jay Giles, man. Whew, Wolf of Goofa, Magic Dick, Jay Giles. Ugh.
The only guy I've seen twice in concert.
You know, it's funny. When he was Wolf of Goofa, he was one of the first actual rappers. He used to rap on a rock station. He went by the name of Wolf of Goofa. And this is before the Jay Giles band hit big as a white blues band with Magic Dick doing Whammer Jammer and I Do. Oh, man, they were a fantastic band. Sports Overnight America, iHeartRadio Live, iTunes, the TuneIn app, Sirius, and XM Channel 93. 14 minutes past the hour. That hour may differ depending on what part of the planet you're rotating on right now. This year, planet being Earth. Mike 3, you got the great, beautiful Jen Dunn. Must be, is it cold in here tonight?
It is cold.
Turkey's done. And Mike 1, got the great Cabbie with me, my personal chauffeur. What's up, kid?
We love the Cabbie.
Oh, you know, I love your evil countdown, like the German scientist, 40 seconds and counting.
Oh, the German scientists. Yeah, I can do that very well.
I'm the only one here who lived in Germany and can speak the language you guys are fooling.
30 seconds and counting.
Eins, zwei, drei.
Willst du schlafen mit mir, bitte? Do you know what that means?
Bitte schön, I don't know.
just nod your head up and down like this.
Yeah.
Bist du frei?
Talk to you after the show,
all
sweetheart.
All I know is Thompson.
You know, bist du frei?
Yeah, you verstehe das.
Does she know?
Who cares? But I said,
I like that.
I
asked, Frankenfurter.
I asked you if you wish to schlafen mit mir, and she said yes, for the record, ladies and gentlemen. You heard this in the top tape.
20 seconds.
I know what
counting.
That means. It's nicht gut. Nicht gut.
No, no, I've heard it's pretty good, actually.
Really? Yeah. No,
sehr gut.
Mom always said I was
sehr,
the
No, I say nicht gut.
Mom always said I was the best. Sports Overnight America, iHeartRadio Live, iTunes, the TuneIn app, Sirius, and XM Channel 93. Hi, along with the great Jen Don, of course, and my personal chauffeur, the great Cabbie. We're actually going to talk sports this segment later on this hour at 40 past. Fred Wallen's going to be in from Sports Overnight America, the weekend edition,
Friday
talking
night.
With yes, exactly, talking with Dan Schlossberg. He's a writer. He's a good writer too, and we're going to be chit-chatting with him. But you wanted to actually talk about something that had something to do with sports.
Mm-hmm. Well, he writes good.
He scripts sehr gut.
Sehr gut.
Scripts sehr gut. Yes. Mm. Go ahead. What's on your mind, man?
Oh, no, well, earlier I was doing that little thing with Belushi and Aykroyd. I just wanted to plug it. Was the movie Neighbors, which is, like you said, a very underrated movie. That was the joke, is we're not the Blues Brothers. We're Belushi and Aykroyd in the movie Neighbors.
Dude, first off.
And I want people to go see Neighbors.
First off. Right, aesthetically wise,
yes.
Right, you make Belushi and Aykroyd look like Armani models. All right, you make. Let's put it this way: you make me look good.
Well, you're Aykroyd. That's what I'm saying.
Well, he's a left-hander, and he's from Toronto, and he's a prick in real life.
Oh, right. Dan Aykroyd is.
Oh, Sigourney Weaver. Real name Susan Weaver, and she's about 6'1". Did you know that?
I'm in love with Donna Dixon, though. I'm so jealous of that guy. I really am. Donna Dixon was.
She was on. Why would you be jealous? She was on.
She's old now, but she'd still be.
She was on. What the hell was that show with
Tom Cruise?
Tom Hanks. Bosom Buddies with Pete Scolari.
Oh, there you go.
And Deirdre. And Deirdre. Yeah. Not Deirdre Holland. She's the porn star.
I hate that Billy Joel.
But Holland Taylor. Holland Taylor was the actress who played the woman who ran the hotel.
Oh,
God, what the hell is her name? She passed away recently. She was she played a little heavy chick, and she was on, Bachelor Party 2. Oh, man, she passed away recently of cancer.
Side actors are the best, man.
Character actors.
Yeah. Thank you. That's good.
You wanted to talk.
I can't wait to be one.
Oh, you're a character actor.
You must have got jealous. You got something on your mind. You want to talk about bottom dwellers? No,
the teams that are, Detroit making a nice
run. Let me get.
Oh, hold. NBA.
Hold.
We'll start with the NBA.
Let me get the standings up here on my computer.
Yeah, that'll work. And what we're looking at is teams that are blowing the playoffs and teams that were 9-10.
Stop saying blow on the show. Yeah, you know where it got to go with
that. That was the first time for me.
I'm in there with a gorgeous blonde, and you keep saying.
Oh, yeah.
Man, go ahead.
And so the teams that are actually like Utah making a nice little run at the end here. And we're not going to look at the teams that are like 3 games behind the pack or whatever, because you're really not going to make it.
All right. So in other words, I'm going to run you down here. Okay. Okay. Cleveland, Toronto, Atlanta, and Boston.
They're all in the playoffs.
No, they're not.
What are you talking about?
Okay. Cleveland's up about 2.5 on Toronto. Okay, then Atlanta 8.5, Boston 9, Miami 9.5, Charlotte 10, Indiana 13, 13.5 with Detroit. Then you got Chicago at 15.5, Washington at 16. Those two they're still in it.
No, I'm looking at the teams that are either going to be in the playoffs or not. All these Utah is playing for the 8th seed, which is going to give them a shot against the Warriors.
We're in the Eastern Conference, you
no,
moron.
No, I'm giving you an example. What you're looking at is Detroit. Right, they're on the trail there. Washington was a little bit out, but do you think they're still too far out? Or
No. No, they're two
from
and a half.
From the ninth seed, from the eighth seed.
From the eighth seed, they're 2.5 back from Detroit. You got nine games left with 2.5 games. And again, it's not like Detroit's winning 4 out of every 5.
Dude, if anybody said Detroit would be in the playoffs at the beginning of the year, I would have been like,
Me too. And by the way, I am so nuts about you, Jerry.
That's what you should be. I didn't want you to read that.
God, oh, freaking mighty. Got to teach everyone.
Jerry's in love.
No.
I made that mistake once. You're all so smart.
Do you want to hear something really funny?
Uh-oh.
Not Woody Allen funny, but just strange funny. Check this out. Right now, the number 8 seed in the Western Conference is the Houston Rockets.
Right.
Ready for this? Now, think about go back 3 years. The Western Conference, 45 games did not get you in the playoffs. 45 wins. 48 games might not. Check this out. The Houston Rockets are in the number 8 seed right now. They're 2 games under 500. Think about this one. Think about this. Right now, the Houston Rockets are the number 8 seed. 30 and one half games.
Right, right.
Now and the Pistons are only 13.5 out. Think about how quickly did that go?
No, and you're going to be the first victim for the Warriors. Or if you're 7th seed, you're going to get San Antonio. It's like it's Dallas and Utah. Dallas is in the 9th seed now.
Dallas is in the 9th seed, half a game behind Houston.
And where's Utah?
Utah is half a game ahead. So,
beautiful.
But here's
the
thing. It's not look, Denver and Sacramento at 35.5 out and 37 out. They're toast. It's a 3-horse race for two seeds. Utah, Houston, and Dallas are a game behind each all within a game of each other.
Yeah, Utah had a couple of games at the beginning of the year with the Warriors. I think they actually won one, but they
Milwaukee.
Milwaukee was good, but no Utah.
Utah ran them close, but I know.
Right, they were like the best team to show up for the Warriors
and that in Boston
when they were on that 28-0 streak.
Well, Boston took them double overtime the game before they lost to Milwaukee.
East Coast, West Coast games don't count.
Six hours on the plane.
Nobody wants to do.
Boys and girls of all ages, we're going to do an update when we come back. More with Cabby and my personal chauffeur, the great Jen Dunn.
Oh, yes.
Here's something for you. Ready?
Takes its toll, but listen closely.
We're time warping. Everybody now.
I've got to keep control.
Oh, come on, you know the words?
King. Those moments win. The black mystery is me. I got a boy to be calling.
Now.
It's just a jump to the left. Hands on your hips.
Oh, you can't go wrong with the time warp, man. Sports Overnight America, iHeartRadio. I mean, I've seen Rocky Horror Picture Show more times than I've gotten laid. I swear to God that's true.
It's very true.
That's also very sad.
I'm all in with that.
Martha Quinn. Not Martha Quinn. Patricia Quinn.
So you can't see me. In another dimension, with voyeuristic intention.
Charles Gray was the narrator from To Rush You With Love. Do you remember your Bond flicks there, Cabby?
They just had him at the Castro, double feature every night. All the Sean Connery.
Nice. Yeah. Really, every night?
Yep.
Nice.
Your face out on sensation, like you're under sedation.
Richard O'Brien. Little Nell, who owned a club in the village? Time ain't nothing near the will again. Sports Overnight America, iHeartRadio, Live, iTunes, and TuneIn app. Sirius and XM Channel 93.
Just a jump to the left.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Group in Los Angeles, California. Dedicated to your health, your life, and your sports. As a weekend warrior, you know about sports injuries and pain. Exercise is an important element in keeping your body's core in good shape to minimize sports injuries. But when you are in pain, there is one product that I recommend to my patients, and that is Blue Goo Gel. Blue Goo consists of a proprietary formula developed specifically for the treatment of inflammation and general muscle aches and strains. I recommend Blue Goo for my patients coping with hip and knee pain before surgery, especially bursitis and tendonitis. Give Blue Goo a try. Call 1-888-330-0123 and you'll receive a 1 week supply of Blue Goo absolutely free. The makers of Blue Goo are even paying the shipping. The number again is 1-888-330-0123. If you want more information on Blue Goo, visit online at www.dothegoo.com.
Now available at select Big Five stores near you.
Are you a business owner or an individual who owes the IRS? Then be prepared to write down an important phone number. Do you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes? Do you need to file back tax returns? Are you dealing with bank levies and wage garnishments? It's time to deal with your IRS problem today. Call Certified Tax Tax Representation now. Certified Tax Tax Representation, Inc. represents clients just like you in all 50 states. They will contact the IRS on your behalf the same day that you become a client, and you can become a client immediately. It's time for you to face your IRS problems. Think about how great you're going to feel when you're represented by a company who's an advocate for you, who knows the law, who also will contact the IRS the same day you become a client. Call today for your free, no-obligation consultation. Call now, 1-800-999-1064. That's 1-800-999-1064. Not all cases are typical and some may not qualify. The consultation is free and so is the call, so call right now. 1-800-999-1064. That's 1-800-999-1064.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices. Again, get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 877-663-7126 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 877-663-7126 to take your call now. Call 877-663-7126. That's 877-663-7126. Again, 877-663-7126.
You're listening to Sports Overnight America.
You've arrived on a rather special night. It's one of the Masters' affairs.
This update is brought to you by the Pro Hammer Baseball Training Bat, yeah. The number one training tool in all of baseball.
Damn Skippy.
From Major League Baseball to Little League. Woo. Go to phbat.com. That's phbat.com.
Ho! Well, Claire Torrey here from Dark Side of the Moon. She was paid 35 pounds, the equivalent of about 40 bucks to do this. Not even now, it's like 30 bucks. She got it back in the back end, though.
Well, even now, it's like you probably get paid in a shrimp salad.
Well, what happened was she did this on the 30. And she didn't even know about the album. She didn't even think it was going to be used. She saw the album. It's like, oh, I think that's what it did worked on. She saw her name. In 2004, she quote-unquote sued Pink Floyd. Not in a mean way. Because it was improvised.
Just kind of in a nice gesture. Hey, maybe I kind of need the money for this.
Back residuals. For 40 years from Dark Side of the Moon. How would you like to have that chunk of change, Gabby?
Yeah, that'd be good.
It took that long to get it, though, huh?
She didn't sue it. She didn't get residuals until 2004.
Nice. But eventually it got corrected.
Yeah, of course it did.
Yeah, I need but every 50 cents from every moment.
She literally, she basically got like 2%, 2.5% of every copy of, do you know to this day, this day, 10,000 copies of Dark Side of the Moon are sold a week.
That's crazy.
That is one every 56 seconds. Copy of the Dark Side of the Moon is on this. It's like, holy S-bomb. How would you like to have it? And these were a bunch of kids. These were guys in their mid, late 20s, man.
There's so many other albums like that.
My 30s.
No. Not like that. Dark Side of the Moon spent 713 weeks in the Billboard Top 100.
Wow.
Should I do the math for you?
Yeah. No, you don't have to. I got it.
Okay. That's 14 years.
Yeah, that's a long time.
Broke the record, by the way, held by Johnny Mathis's greatest hits.
Oh, very good.
I grew up with a kid named Jimmy. By the way, this is Sports Overnight America, iHeartRadio, Live, iTunes, the TuneIn app, Sirius, and XM Channel 93. I grew up with a kid named Jimmy Igo. Great guy. My father passed away. He was like one of the first people to get a hold of me and say, I'll be there. But he said, if I could ever get a woman to scream like this, he could die happy. Well, I can let you know right now, Jimmy Igo is miserable and still alive.
Probably.
Quick update, kids, brought to you by the...
Pro Hammer Bat.
Brought to you by the
Pro Hammer Bat.
Try again.
Nope.
It's brought to you by the
Pro Hammer Bat.
There you go. We talked about this earlier. That's okay. No, you're learning.
All right, I suck.
Potty mouth strikes again.
So wish. Here we go, kids. NCAA, we got the final two and the final four. There would be North Carolina with an 88-74 win over the six-seeded Notre Dame Fighting Irish out of South Bend.
They get serious.
And how about the 10-seed Syracuse? They weren't supposed to even be here during the final four. Yep. They beat the first seed, number one seed, Virginia Cavaliers.
They're
out of
the
Southwell.
Unknown team.
Exactly. No one knows where Syracuse is. It's on I-81. Exactly. 2 hours north of Scranton. 68-62 is your final. Villanova and Oklahoma will be your final four, along with UNC and the Cues down in Houston, Harris County,
Texas.
That's
a good game.
I'm pissed off about Temple. I'm still pissed off about Temple. The guys get paid legally. The Baltimore Bullets, as I still call them, 101-88 over the former Minneapolis Lakers. The Philadelphia Warriors, they beat the Philadelphia 76ers. How about that one? 117-105. The Warriors are now 66-7. The Pacers, who won three straight ABA titles, by the way, 104-101 over Houston. Sacramento, formerly Kansas City, before that, they've just been all over the goddamn place.
Hey, let them know that Sack of Tomatoes is a local joke and not a sports offensive joke.
Or Sacramento.
Right, no.
Buck 33, 111 over Dallas. And the former Buffalo Braves. Yeah, you heard right. The Buffalo Braves. 105-90 over the Denver Nuggets. Go look that one up. Who are the Buffalo Braves, Gabby?
Denver, I think, is in Colorado.
No, who are the Buffalo Braves?
San Diego had the Conquistadors.
No, who were the Buffalo?
Did they switch with
the
Boston?
Buffalo Braves moved to San Diego and became the Clippers, and then they moved to LA.
Okay, what happened with the Boston trade thing? Didn't they trade with Boston or something back in those?
In the 30s. Sashay under the frozen ponds. We do that from time to time here in San Francisco. It was the former Hartford Whalers 3-2 over the former San Francisco Seals. Look now, went up. Pittsburgh 3-2 over the Rangers in overtime. And it was Chicago 3-2 over Vancouver, which is a cooler town because weed's legal, 3-2.
You know, no, my mom used to get mad because they were the San Francisco hockey team. And she'd say, how could you root for a team named the Devil?
NHL team that ever wore white spikes. White skates, that is.
Charlie Finley, Oakland A's owner, had him.
No.
He's the owner.
Shut the F up!
Oh.
We're not talking about Finley. We're talking about the San Francisco Seals here.
He owned the team.
But that had nothing to do.
He had the white skates put in.
Uh-oh.
Mental break. You've done it, Jen. He's mad at you.
Riyadh's looking
Somebody up. Has cracked and I've done it.
Riyadh's starting to look a lot better here, people.
You made him
crack. This update was brought to you by the Pro Hammer Bat, the number one training device being used in the big leagues, straight through the minors down to youth leagues. Hell, if I was using this thing when I was playing ball, I wouldn't be talking to you people right now. I'd be counting my millions.
Put it on me.
Go to phbat.com. And that website again is? phbat.com. You just did the voiceover 2 hours ago. Okay, that's cool.
phbat.com.
God, I can get drugs in any phone call.
Do you know they'll actually remember it this way,
phbat.com.
There you go.
They will.
Let's do that.
She's rubbing up against the microphone when she says it. Go back to God. Go check them out.
phbat.com.
Boys and girls of all ages, in all seriousness, let's talk a little actual sports here. No, your mic's not on, Cabby, so don't worry about it. I'm going to talk about this in just a little bit. At 66-7, the Golden State Warriors are approaching the record held by the Bulls. What are you doing?
What?
I was just checking.
Oh, no, you said my mic wasn't on.
How important is it? I mean, look.
You boys are silly.
Dude,
I love it.
I'm a diehard Warrior fan, and I could care.
No, you're not.
What are you talking about? 25 years of Don Nelson. I suffered every year.
Don Nelson has more.
He has suffered Don
Nelson,
every
Don
year.
Don Nelson has five NBA title rings.
None with the Warriors, buddy. Yeah. Okay. If we're going to talk about ancient history, we should talk about Jesus and the Easter holiday.
Let's not talk about that.
Exactly. Let's talk about Mark Jackson's team winning a championship under Steve Kerr.
That's fair.
There we go. That's the real story right there.
Let me ask you something. As a Warrior fan, okay?
Yes. Super.
And I'm being serious here.
Right.
Look, you got your first title. You had your first title last year since May of 1975. Yeah, and you know, let's put it this way. You know, this is not a one. You know, next year they're probably going to win at least 60 games. Okay? Fair enough? Fair enough?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Is it mandatory that they win a title this year, or people are going to just be like, well, screw them. I don't care what they do next year. Do they have to win this year, or is it considered a total bust, and is it a fluke?
I think they're having too much fun. And it just, you know, the thing with it was like the San Antonio game. San Antonio won. They, you know, the little laps. San Antonio did the day after, but
they lost to Milwaukee twice.
Right. You can't say San Antonio was not in it. It's going to be Warriors and San Antonio. And
well, that's the Western Conference. I'm telling you, the Celtics are the only team that can beat the Warriors.
Yeah.
In the East, from the East, Cleveland can't do it.
The reason the media and us are picking on that particular series is because that is the championship team. If San Antonio wins, I'm not saying it's automatically the East, but it will be an upset for any East Coast team to take out either one of those teams.
Well, but the only one that could,
yeah.
You know what? We'll talk about this later.
Yeah, you know, it's a long way.
You want to know what you're going to talk about later?
Teams that are dying right now.
Because Dan Slosberg is going to be in next talking with Fred Wallen from Sports Overnight America Weekend, and this is where we say goodbye to you because you have to go catch your train.
Oh yes! So nice to be here.
Cabby, you gonna hang for the update?
Yeah, I'm good. But I want to say, go Detroit Pistons.
You got 10 seconds to say it. Go.
I'm rooting for the Pistons and the Utah Jazz. Baby.
Jesus Christ. Sports Overnight America, iHeartRadio Live, iTunes, and tuning up Sirius and XM Channel 93. Fred Wallen's in next. Talking with Dan Slosberg, writer extraordinaire. Boys and girls of all ages, our thanks to the great Jen Don.
Oh, wow.
Sports Overnight America, Sirius and XM Channel 93.
Now more than ever, athletes are turning to massage therapy. When injuries and soreness take you out of action, get to the spa at West Glen. RelaxDesMoines.com, Dr. Heidi Cook. She has all the remedies for the athlete at the spa at West Glen. And see Dr. Heidi each Thursday, Saturday, and Sunday on Mediacom 22, 822 High Definition. It's the Dr. Heidi Cook television show. Dr. Heidi Cook, the spa at West Glen. Check them out at RelaxDesMoines.com. The spa at West Glen.
Rebuild or replace transmission, $3,200. Anti-lock brake system, $1,000. Rebuild or replace engine, $2,400. Truth is, once your manufacturer's warranty runs out, it's all on you. Every last cent. Get protection for covered repairs with a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty. Unlike other companies, with Toco, there's no down payment, and the monthly payments are really affordable. Not sure how long you're keeping your car? At Toco, you can pay as you go. Keep your hard-earned cash and call Toco Warranty right now at 800-222-2313 to save big money on covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle, but for about the cost of a tank of gas per month, a Toco plan has your back on expensive covered car repairs. Monthly payments are very affordable. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-222-2313. That's 800-222-2313. 800-222-2313. Cancellation fee may apply. Subject to eligibility. Not available in Missouri and Washington. Waiting period and deductible apply. Coverage provided and administered by Warrantech Corporation or its affiliates. Not affiliated with any manufacturer or dealership. Visit TocoWarranty.com for complete terms and conditions.
Tired of calls, levies, and liens from the IRS or hiring others who don't get the job done? Call Wall & Associates and you'll never talk to the IRS again. The IRS has a program to eliminate tax debt, and Wall & Associates professionals are trained to maximize its benefits for you. You always speak with a live person with real support and real knowledge. We've helped thousands of taxpayers like you settle their tax debt with the IRS for a fraction of what they owe. We solve tax problems. Call Wall & Associates now, 800-480-5708. We have the professionals who know how to solve tax problems. If you owe money to the IRS, your tax problems are not going away by themselves, and the passage of time will only make matters worse. Act now, before it's too late. Call Wall & Associates right now to speak to a professional tax relief agent. Call 800-480-5708. That's 800-480-5708. Again, 800-480-5708.
Entertainment centers all over the Midwest have turned for decades to Moss Distributing of Des Moines. That's right, if it's a coin-operated, swipe card-activated, and it's providing amusement, chances are it's from Moss Distributing of Des Moines. Moss Distributing has the latest in video games, jukeboxes, pool tables, to name just a few. All over the Midwest, businesses turn to Moss Distributing. For the best in sales, service, dependability, and experience, Terry Moss and Moss Distributing of Des Moines. Go Iowa Hawkeyes!
You're listening to Sports Overnight America.
God damn, now you're talking.
Hey, welcome everybody back to Sports Overnight America. My name is Fred Wall, and I presume you know yours. You can email us, sportsfred@AOL.com, sportsfred@AOL.com. You can always give us a call at 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. Very happy to have Dan Schlossberg with us, a fine sports writer, written like 36 sports books. The latest, when the Braves ruled the diamond, 14 flags over Atlanta. And Danny, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much, Fred. Great to be on your show.
So you mentioned on the cover of the book that you became a Milwaukee Braves fan way back in 1957. Pretty long between 1957 and 1995 as far as World Series are concerned.
Yeah, it's true. In 57, the Milwaukee Braves beat the Yankees in the World Series. All my friends rooted for the Yankees because I live in New Jersey. The Dodgers and Giants are going out to California. So I figured the Braves were the best team. What did I know? I was 9 years old. And the next time they got to the World Series was a long time coming, 1995. But they've been world champions once in each of the three cities they played in. But those 14 straight flags, Fred, nobody's ever done that.
The book is When the Braves Ruled the Diamond, Skyhorse Publishing, written by Dan Schlossberg, and you can pick it up at Amazon.com. Also, you know, the interesting thing, now we'll start talking about the book in a second, but the interesting thing about the Braves to everybody outside of Atlanta, of course, was TBS and Ted Turner and the 80s, where the team wasn't very good, but I love their announcers. I mean, they're all gone now, with Pete Lou passing away a few months ago, but it's like, It was totally different. You know, cable had just come into existence and in a lot of areas. And your thoughts about TBS and what that did for the Braves?
Well, TBS Superstation made Braves fans in all 50 states. In fact, in Valdez, Alaska, TBS was the only station they could get up there. So a lot of Alaska oilmen became Braves fans. So there are pockets of Braves fans everywhere, which is terrific. And you're right about the announcers. I think all three of them belong in the broadcast wing of the Hall of Fame. Pete Van Wieren, Skip Carey, and Ernie Johnson.
I agree with you 100%. And again, I've had the best in Los Angeles with Vin Scully, but those guys just kept you watching. You never missed it. And I remember I was working at KX in Portland in 1985, and you'll remember this game, Dan Schlossberg, the Mets game against the Braves. They kept going on and on and on and on. And it was a 20 innings or something. A game I will never forget on TBS. And anyways, okay, When the Braves Ruled the Diamond, 14 Flags Over Atlanta, written by Dan Schlossberg. 1990, they weren't very good. They hired Bobby Cox, who had failed once as a manager. Didn't fail this time. Talk about Bobby Cox.
I love Bobby Cox. In fact, he wrote the foreword to my book. I'm very flattered about that and honored. Bobby was the Braves manager way back when they were really the bad news Braves in the 70s. And then he finally got fired by Ted Turner in 81, and Bobby went on to manage the Toronto Blue Jays. And then Ted brought him back as general manager, and that was a great move because Bobby loves pitching, and he rebuilt the Braves farm system. His biggest trade, trading the Braves' number one starting pitcher, Doyle Alexander, to Detroit for a Class B pitcher nobody ever heard of named John Smoltz. What a trade that turned out to be. Then in 1990, Russ Nixon was the manager. Team was doing poorly, and Bobby said, you know what? We need a new manager. It's going to be me. So he stepped in June, and he did both jobs the rest of the way. And then in 91, after John Schuerholz came along and signed a bunch of good defensive players, those pitchers really came into their own, and Braves started to win and didn't stop.
Dan Schlossberg, of course, the author of When the Braves Ruled the Diamond, Amazon.com, Skyhorse Publishing. You mentioned this book, and I think it's true. I mean, Bobby Cox won with power teams. He won with speed teams. Of course, he did have the pitching of those three guys together for most of the 14 years. But still, I mean, it was pretty spectacular. He could win with different guys. He seemed to really care about the guys, and the guys certainly responded for him.
Well, the best thing I think that Bobby did was have a really business-like atmosphere in the clubhouse. He had two rules: show up on time and play hard. That was it. And he didn't let people blare loud, crazy music in the clubhouse because that tends to divide the clubhouse into cliques. You have a Latin Quarter, all the black guys hang out with their music in their section, not with the Braves. They had to use earphones. And because of that business-like atmosphere, it was like an office, people coming to work. The ballplayers thought it was like an office, and it was great. It really worked.
Talking to Dan Schlossberg, the author of When the Braves Ruled the Diamond, right here on Sports Overnight America. You can join us at 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. You know, I didn't do any historical looking at it after you wrote this book, but I don't remember in my lifetime, and I started following it just a little bit after you, when they had three Hall of Fame pitchers in the same rotation, in Maddox, Smoltz, of course, and Glavine. Do you remember, has there ever been, for that period of time, a team with three guys all in the Hall of Fame?
The answer is no. There have been rotations with three Hall of Famers in it, but none for a decade. Those three guys were together for over 10 years, Smoltz, Maddox, and Glavine. And as you said, they're all in the Hall of Fame. The 1954 Cleveland Indians, when you think about it, was Wynn, Lemon, and Garcia.
Right.
Feller. Wynn, Lemon, and Feller. They're all in the Hall of Fame. But they weren't together that long.
Yeah, I think that was just spectacular. And you're right about Tommy Glavine, obviously being a hockey fan out here, a Kings fan out here. We know the story about Glavine also certainly being a hockey guy, and he had a choice to make. And I think he signed for, what, $275,000, when even then wasn't a lot of money.
Yeah, it's true. But his father was a disciple, or I should say fan, of Warren Spahn when he pitched for the Boston Braves. Tom's from Massachusetts, as you know, Billerica, Massachusetts. And his father, Fred, loved Warren Spahn, and he had a left-handed son who wanted to be a pitcher. So it's a natural progression. He gave Tom Glavine all kinds of hints and advice about Warren Spahn. And then later in Glavine's career, as he did go pro, he did meet Warren Spahn, and they really exchanged a lot of helpful information.
When the Braves ruled the diamond, 14 flags over Atlanta. All right, in college sports, I think the greatest streak of all time was my UCLA Bruins. Not the 88-game winning streak, but it was the 38 consecutive wins in the NCAA tournament. What would you say? I mean, the 14 flags, I think, would be the greatest streak in major professional sports. What would be near it? What would be second to it? I'm sure you thought about that when you wrote the book. But obviously, 14 division titles back to back to back to back 14 times.
Well, the next best thing probably would be the Yankees winning five straight World Series. They did that twice. However, they didn't have to go through 12 rounds of playoffs to get to the World Series as you do today. In fact, it's possible that the 2016 world champion could potentially have to go through four rounds if it's a wild card team playing for the wild card game, and then the division series, and the championship series, and the World Series. You could actually play four rounds before you win the world championship. The Yankees never did that. So 14 consecutive division flags in this era sort of has to be the equivalent of Cal Ripken's consecutive games playing streak for a team.
No, I really agree with you. I mean, again, it was hard to believe. It's also hard to believe, to tell you the truth, Dan, they only won one World Series in the 14 shots, even with the playoffs. What are your thoughts?
I could give you all kinds of reasons, Fred. For example, 1991, Otis Nixon stole 72 bases and then got suspended in September for cocaine abuse. So minus Otis Nixon, the Braves were really weak in center field, and they did not win that World Series against Minnesota, but the seventh game went 10 innings. It was a 1-0 game. Jack Morris was phenomenal in his final game for Minnesota. But every year, it was sort of like, you know, 93, they had the great pennant race with the Giants. They won 104 games. Giants won 103 games, went home for the winter, no playoffs then, you know, except for the, you know, NLCS. But, the Giants went home. You couldn't, if two teams were in the same division, only the division champion won. There were no wild cards. So every year there was something. And in 93, I just think that they were exhausted by the time they finished a regular season. But 162 games to prevail and finish first 14 times in a row, that is remarkable.
I'm going to put you on the spot right here on Sports Over in Might America, Dan Schlossberg. You had one game to win. You had Glavine. You had Smoltz. You had Maddux. Who would you start?
This answer is going to surprise a lot of people. I have to pick John Smoltz. His postseason record is phenomenal. It was something like 15-4, and one of those games was a 1-0 loss to Andy Pettit. He also probably should have won Game 7 of the 91 World Series, where he pitched all those shutout innings and left with a no decision. But Smoltz had the stuff the others didn't. Maddux and Glavine relied on location, location, location. But Smoltz could blow you away and strike out 15 men a game on occasion. So it had to be John Smoltz.
You know, I would agree with you, and you know, you write this, and people may have forgotten this. I mean, he was a starter, then he was a great reliever, then he went back to starting. Now, how many guys can do that and make the Hall of Fame?
Very few. In fact, if you compare John Smoltz with Dennis Eckersley, I think what Smoltz did trumps what Eckersley did, because he's the only pitcher, Smoltz is, the only pitcher to have 200 wins and 150 saves. In his first 2 years in the bullpen, he had 100 saves in a two-year span. Unbelievable.
All right, John Schuerholz, you mentioned him earlier in this interview right here on Sports Overnight America. Fine general manager. One mistake, the Dodgers made the same mistake later on. J.D. Drew, your thoughts?
Totally agree. In fact, at the time, I was at the winter meetings I was there at the press conference where the Braves announced that trade. And the guy they gave up, Adam Wainwright, had been long regarded as the Braves' best pitching prospect, and with good reason. And when I heard that he was part of that trade, along with, you know, Ray King and Jason Marquis, I'm thinking Wainwright alone is worth more than 1 year of J.D. Drew. They obviously are going to have him only for a year, but the Braves had to fill a hole created by the departure of Gary Sheffield as a free agent. So they were a little bit desperate.
Talking to Dan Schlossberg, the author of When the Braves Ruled the Diamond, 14 Flags Over Atlanta, Skyhorse Publishing, get it at Amazon.com, major bookstores everywhere. You mentioned Andrew Jones, and I thought that was rather interesting because I don't think a lot of people realize the kind of defensive center fielder he really was. I mean, a lot of us grew up watching Paul Blair, and I love Veta Pinson and players like that, but Jones was a great defensive center fielder.
He was phenomenal. He won 10 consecutive gold gloves and was compared quite favorably with Willie Mays, and that's a pretty mind-boggling comparison, if you ask me. And you know what? I think Andrew Jones should also be in the Hall of Fame, not maybe immediately, not first ballot, but 10 gold gloves plus all those home runs he hit. He's the youngest man ever to hit a home run in the World Series. He was just phenomenal. He also, by the way, now this, your listeners may find this one interesting, he's the only man in the history of the Braves franchise to hit 50 or more home runs in a season.
Wow. Terry Pendleton, you mentioned him throughout the book. Talk about him. He was there. He's gone. He was there. He certainly helped him.
Oh, it was a great move by John Schuerholz. At the time, in the winter of 1990, Terry had just hit 230 for the Cardinals with 6 home runs, and people said, oh, he's over the hill, he's finished, he's too fat, he can't play anymore. Well, the Braves scouts really saw something because they realized Busch Stadium was a big ballpark, and a lot of the fly balls that Terry hit would have been home runs in Atlanta. And so they signed Terry. He only had one other suitor, the Yankees, but Terry wanted to stay in the National League. Terry really had a phenomenal year. He won the batting title. He had 319 in 91. He led the Braves. He had 22 home runs. And, in fact, he had a better year in 1992 when Barry Bonds won the MVP. Terry could have won 2 in a row. And my chapter in the book is called The MVPs. I combined Terry and Chipper because they were the only two MVPs during the 14-year streak from the Braves. They played the same position, and they were both batting champs. So they were bookends.
Final question, Dan Schlossberg. Being a Braves fan, I must throw you this. right now, obviously, a rebuilding stage. How many years until they're back up?
They've said from the start that they're going to be a contender by 2017 when they move into the new ballpark, SunTrust Park. I don't see it, to be honest with you, but they have some studs coming along. That trade they made for Shelby Miller with Arizona last year, all three of the guys they got from Arizona are really going to help them. And Dansby Swanson is going to be a major improvement over Andrelton Simmons.
Dan Schlossberg, I read the book the day I got it by mail, When the Braves Ruled the Diamond, 14 Flags Over Atlanta. Danny, thank you very much for appearing on Sports Overnight America. I hope the folks go out there and buy the book, and we're waiting for your next sports book.
Thank you very much, Fred. There'll be another book next year.
Thank you, Dan Schlossberg. Fine writer, When the Braves Ruled the Diamond, 14 Flags Over Atlanta, published by Skyhorse Publishing. You pick it up at Amazon.com. You can give us a call at 1-800-878-7529, 1-800-878-PLAY, right here, all across America, Sports Overnight America, right here on the Sports Byline USA Broadcast Network. Back right after this.
Our thanks to Fred Wallen, as well as author Dan Schlossberg, When the Braves Ruled the Diamond, 6 minutes before the hour. Sports Overnight America.
Here's an urgent alert from the Student Loan Hotline. The average student loan debt is $25,000. Have you been out of college for 10 or more years and you're still making your student loan payments? If you are struggling with paying off your student loan, if you are past due, we can help. Nationwide Student Loan Relief can now restructure your student loans. We can get your student loans out of default, stop any wage garnishments, stop harassing collection calls, and even eliminate your student loan payment. If you can't afford your student loans, or if you're past due and you need help, you must call right now. We will restructure your loan or your money back, and that's a guarantee. So call the Student Loan Hotline right now. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707, 800-949-8707. We all know healthcare has changed drastically. It's quite the puzzle to sort through your options and find a health insurance plan that's affordable and maximizes your benefits. And you're now required by law to have health insurance, or you may pay a tax penalty. So let the Health Markets Insurance Agency help you. They offer plans from over 120 different companies and can even help you obtain government subsidies. Let them do all the research for you and show you how affordable health insurance can be, a service that's at no extra cost to you. Call now and learn your options to find affordable health insurance. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242, 800-614-1242, 800-614-1242.
Health Markets Insurance Agency is a DBA or assumed name of Insphere Insurance Solutions, Inc., which is a licensed insurance agency in all 50 states and D.C. Not all agents are licensed to sell all products. Service availability varies by state.
Are you an inventor who would like to try to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to companies? But you don't know what to do next? Call for free information from InventHelp. InventHelp, a leading inventor service company, has been helping inventors since 1984 and has sales offices located in more than 60 cities nationwide. You'll want to talk to the company that has helped secure more than 7,000 invention patents. So call InventHelp. Even if you have an idea for improving an existing product and don't know where to go with it, you'll still want to call InventHelp for free information. You'll find out how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to companies. So call now.
Call InventHelp at 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. Get your free information by dialing 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. 1-800-316-1738.
You're listening to Sports Overnight America.
This thing decodes a digital satellite signal it picks up from outer fucking space.
All right, thanks. By the way, what's your stop there, Jen Don?
Oh, only Fruitvale, where all the taquerias live. Oh.
All right, well, no, okay. She couldn't get it on her. So let's see. I'm helping out someone here with the BART.gov. So you got that. You got
how lame is
30
that?
Seconds and counting.
Yeah. I used to live in the glamorous area of Lake Merritt.
See, I live. You know, glamorous is living in San Francisco.
Well, sure.
How about my diamonds are
$2,400 a month. Sure.
$2,400, Chris. Oh, I got to break it. Attention
super
passengers.
Glamorous.
There is no BART.
Every toilet's outside.
Hey, here we go. You're 12:15.
Yeah.
So you got 17 minutes. Can you make it?
If I run,
she's good.
No, I always run.
It's a 10-minute hike. It
It takes 10 minutes to get there.
I'm a walrus. It takes me 10 minutes, and I'm a walrus.
Jesus Christ.
Yep.
Thanks to Dan Schlossberg, author, when the Braves ruled the diamond, 14 straight NL West titles. Only one World Series title, personally. I think they were a failure, but that's me.
David Justice and Halle Berry were in my cab when I was.
You got
in
a
San
point.
Diego.
You have a point there. Yeah, got a point.
That's a win.
At least the left eye was burning down Andre Rison's house at the same time in that same area.
Oh boy.
Got a buck left. By the way, Jen, talk in the microphone.
Yes.
Thank you so much for coming by.
I love it. I love being here.
Uh-oh.
I love you.
Cabby,
I love the Cabby.
My personal chauffeur, the great Cabby. Thank you very much. Follow us on Twitter, at Sports Overnight. Say goodnight, Cabby.
30 seconds and counting.
Thank you. Say goodnight. Follow us on Twitter, at Sports Overnight. Like our Facebook page, Sports Overnight America. Or just get a hold of me personally. I'm the only Jerry Burke, spelled G-E-R-R-I-E-B-U-R-K-E. My parents had a sense of H-U-M-O-U-R. Bum, 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 bum. I Heart Radio Live, iTunes, the TuneIn app, Sirius, and XM Channel 93. Boys and girls of all ages, this is Sports Overnight America.